This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia must pay for its horrific crimes, including for its crime of aggression against a sovereign state. And this is why, while continuing to support the International Criminal Court, we are proposing to set up a specialized court backed by the United Nations to investigate and prosecute Russia's crime of aggression.
European Union President Ursula von der Leyen on Wednesday is considering the idea of a specialized court to put Russia's top officials on trial over their invasion of Ukraine. The Biden administration's request to halt a Texas judge's ruling blocking its student debt transfer program was turned down by a federal appeals court on Wednesday night, saying it violated federal procedures. Two separate storms will cover much of the Mountain West with snow through the weekend. The heaviest snow will fall in California's Sierra Nevada mountains, with multiple feet expected. The second storm will drop southward from Alaska and arrive along the northwest coast later Friday, and then impact other parts of the West into the weekend. With one more Senate seat available, the runoff in Georgia will determine if Republicans will have the ability to slow down the government spending that's resulted in inflation. Katie Lewis has more.
A new poll shows a virtual deadlock in Georgia's Senate runoff 5 days before Election Day. The survey from Emerson College Polling and The Hill has Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock with 49% support from likely voters, while Republican challenger Herschel Walker is the choice of 47%. The two-point difference is within the poll's margin of error.
World Cup soccer matches in Qatar continue. The United States will face the Netherlands at 4 in the morning Eastern on Saturday. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
One of the most recognizable voices in rock music has died. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau explains.
Singer-songwriter Christine McVie, co-lead vocalist of Fleetwood Mac, has died, according to the group's posting on social media. Fleetwood Mac's statement said, "There are no words to describe our sadness at the passing of Christine McVie. She was truly one of a kind, special and talented beyond measure." Christine McVie was 79 years old.
After Iran's 1-0 loss to the United States this week, a 27-year-old Iranian man was reportedly killed by security forces in Iran after honking his car horn in celebration of the country's elimination from the 2022 World Cup. Mihran Sumak was killed northwest of Iran's capital, Tehran, where human rights activists say he was shot in the head by security forces for celebrating the country's loss. SpaceX delayed again the launch of the Japanese moon lander built by Tokyo-based company iSpace. After further inspection of the launch vehicle on the pad and data review on Wednesday, the agency decided to stand down for a second time. The launch was supposed to go very early Wednesday morning. A new target launch date will be shared once confirmed. Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Well, it's Thursday all over the country, and it's good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the Nevada Globe. Megan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Doing well. How are you?
Good. I survived Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Ditto.
Yeah, if you only knew, it was the most incredible Thanksgiving Day. All the plan. You ever have any of those holidays where you got everything set? And on a scale of one to me, okay, I'm generally not that organized to where I go, you know, from one thing to another because, you know, I'm not going to make any excuses, but it's just my life. I seem to live my life with my hair on fire, and that works for me. But this one, I had everything all set in place. It was supposed to happen 1, 2, 3, 4, just right on down the line. And it did anything but. So I guess that's my point. You know, why do all the planning, get everything all organized when life happens and, you know, things change, you know? So why just, you know, buckle in, put on your crash helmet, and get ready. Let's go for a ride.
That's right.
Just for fun. And as it all worked out, I mean, it was a great time and a great blessing, you know, for family. So that part, you know, that did not get lost in translation. If anything, it was better. You know, some relationships within family that had been strained were suddenly healed. It was just a great blessing. So, you know, just a good time. So I'm glad you had a great time as well. And I didn't overeat. I didn't, you know, do that stuff that you kind of do. You know, oh, my God, I can't believe I ate pie on top of that, you know. And in fact, one of my favorite pie shops, I was able to find one because Marie Callender's, a lot of Marie Callender's have closed here in Southern California. I happen to be in California right now, by the way, because I just was so excited and anticipating, you know, paying $7 a gallon for gas. And so far, so good. I've been able to avoid it. I think the highest I've paid now is just under $5. So I feel like I may be getting away with something. And don't tell Gavin Newsom. He's probably going to come in and want to collect the difference or something. I don't know. But
exactly.
You know, but that's just the way it is. Hey, I want to talk to you about, you know, we have talked and you've done such great work on, you know, trying to understand what the heck happened in the midterm elections, this whole process, the way these states are mishandling, you know, all this stuff. I mean, we got more bad news out of Arizona continues to come out. You talk about suppressing the vote, you know, and it's amazing. You know, here's the Democrats always yelling about suppressing the vote. And in Arizona, they clearly have suppressed the vote. They can't count the votes. It is one hot mess. And I got to tell you, for one person in this country, I'm fed up with it. I mean, this is absurd. You guys can't figure out how to count votes. I mean, you know, you need a wholesale change, you know, kind of like what they did in Florida. You know, when DeSantis came in, they finally said, this is embarrassing. Hanging chads and everything else, you know, this is not right, not only for the citizens of Florida, but for the rest of the country. And they did something about it, and here it is, you know, Florida, as big a state as they are, you know, they're able to count the votes and have the numbers by the end of voting night. What a novel concept, right?
Right. And, you know, the Democrats are always screaming how there's no widespread fraud and, you know, this is the safest election basically since we started elections. That was related to the 2020 election, safest election in the history of elections. And then we witness these extraordinary long delays, specifically in mistakes coming out of Arizona specifically. And, you know, here's the deal. I mean, all of this technology that has been applied to the voting system and process, as technology is applied to any process, is supposed to make things more expedient, more and more secure, and also more reliable. I mean, that's really the theory behind applying technology to any process, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Obviously, all the technology in the world that we're using for our election system does none of those three things. Mm-hmm. In fact, it has created more doubt in the minds of the American people. And then when you have Katie Hobbs, who supposedly won the governor of Arizona, overseeing an election, her own election, and the only job she really had to do was make sure that, oh, I don't know, you had enough ballots, that
there's enough ink in the printer.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, there's enough ink, yeah, that the machines are actually working.
Yeah.
And she didn't know that. So, you know, hopefully the Attorney General, and I don't remember his name as the candidate, he has sued because he's lost by only, you know, 500 votes, I think, statewide, out of millions cast. And the judge said, oh, no, I'm sorry, you filed your lawsuit too early. You must wait until the certification of the election to file your lawsuit. Well, what a bunch of nonsense.
Yes.
And so, you know, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see it getting any better. Because obviously nothing has been done in 2 years to ensure that the elections will run safely and smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has been done to ensure that you won't have a conflict of interest when you have a Secretary of State overseeing her own election for governor.
Mm-hmm.
Not very trustworthy process.
Right.
And it certainly isn't the federal government's job to fix what's wrong in Arizona. It's actually Arizona's job.
Exactly.
And they can do it.
If they're intentional about it, just like it took them a little bit in Florida, but once they became intentional, they made the change, because you can do local changes a lot faster than you can at a federal level. But you have to want to fix the problem. And right now, particularly Maricopa County, doesn't seem interested in fixing the problem.
Well, why would they? Why would they fix the problem when the problem benefits them?
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, that's frustrating. The other thing that's frustrating, because you triggered this thought, is the people there, the Arizonans, you know, how frustrating is it for them that they see something that is not just, and it has to go through the process, and it's lingered out, and then, the person that's not supposed to be in office gets in office, and they have this uncertainty and lack of confidence, and because the Democrats, in this case, mostly the Democrats, they know how to run out the clock. And then, we find out years later, yeah, there was some impropriety, and they try to come up with some sort of political gobbledygook. But, yeah, we did look at the numbers, and when we analyzed the numbers, the mathematical geniuses determined that it wouldn't have made the difference that the right person is in office. But by then, all the damage is done, and you know that what they're, you know, shoving down your head is ludicrous. It doesn't make sense. And, the proof that they offer is not proof. It's just verbiage. So how frustrating is that, Megan? We got about 45 seconds left in the segment. Go ahead.
Well, the frustration is also a part of voter suppression, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When you convince voters that their vote doesn't count, or when you convince voters that the only way to have a secure election is to vote on Election Day, which is a bunch of nonsense now in these new rules, that's also voter suppression. Imagine if this happened in Cook County, Illinois, where a high percentage of the population is black.
Mm-hmm.
We would have Jesse Jackson, we would have Al Sharpton, we would have Barack Obama, etc., all claiming racism and voter suppression. But because it's happening to a conservative area, predominantly white, these are nothing.
Exactly. We've got to go to break just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Megan. Megan Barth after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Back with you, fresh and independent. Just wait, like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Megan Barth continues. Megan, you know, as you know, in the midterms, we were all in hopes that a red wave would happen, and that would be positive for the country. But I'll tell you what happened last night has really shocked those of us that had hoped for a red wave when the red people who had an opportunity to take a stand for marriage buckled. I mean, this is, to me, is such an abandonment of conservatism, and those of us, you know, that look at, you know, you got the Democratic Party, you got the Republican Party, and more it's becoming, you know, a choice of the better evil. I cannot believe what the Republicans did, 12 Republicans did, in deciding to go along with the Democratic conglomerate and to, you know, to really, to pass what is, you know, this disrespect of Marriage Act, not respect of Marriage Act.
Well, I'm certainly not surprised. When you look at the names of those 12 or 13 Republicans, you have mm-hmm. the same moderate Mormon Republicans. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. All of these moderates, whether it's Susan Collins or Romney or just name the name, it's mm-hmm. the same crew.
Right.
And this is what happens when we have consultants, et cetera, or voters, et cetera, who believe that moderates will fix all the polarization, you know, in the country.
Mm, right.
Only moderates, you know, can win elections. So therefore, you know, you have the consultant class trying to find moderates and then mm-hmm. running moderates, and yet they campaign on conservative messaging.
Yeah, so. Right. Yeah, they run moderates. They keep losing, and they're lying to the people just like the Democrats lie to the people. Right? I mean, Joni Ernst, are you kidding me? Joni Ernst would go along with it? I just can't believe this. You know, Roy Blunt, Richard Burr, Shelley Capito, you know, Collins you mentioned. I mean, these are the same characters. Murkowski, of course, Portman, you know, of course, Mitt Romney. I mean, that's absurd, you know. He is the rhino of rhinos here. So, I mean, this is the deal, you know, forget about this, you know, caucus. I mean, basically, the Republican has the surrender caucus. And when it's so close, you know, in the Senate, I mean, we're toast. I mean, these guys don't have a backbone. I mean, and like you said, their theory that somehow moderates are going to win, you know, if it doesn't work, it's never worked in life, because people want to know, Megan, they want to know what you stand for. Can you imagine if McDonald's all of a sudden decides that, well, we're going to kind of be moderate. We think we're going to make a hamburger. It's going to be like a hamburger. It would be a violation of their core brand principles. And this is exactly what they're doing. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but I mean, this has been going on for decades. This is
yes.
some new phenomenon. I mean, you know, just take a look at why we have a uniparty.
Right.
It's really not the Republican versus Democrat. It's about those in control versus those who aren't.
Yeah.
I think that this latest bill that they passed with these Republican votes are a reflection of bending to the will of the Democratic majority. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of those 12, however you want to categorize them, moderate Mormons, whatever, are willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they are willing to sacrifice the will of the people or the will of their constituents in order to hold their power.
Right, exactly. It's that ruling elite class. And Megan, you've been talking about the Uniparty for a long time, so this isn't a big surprise to you. The reason that I wanted to bring it up and have you address this issue is there's too many Americans that are not seeing it this way. They're still seeing this as a two-party system. This is why we said we needed a great American wave, not a red wave. And this is what we need to do, is re-embrace our, you know, founding principles to bring us together with the mindset of, you know, what Ronald Reagan and what Donald Trump tried to do for this country.
Yeah, but I think it also comes down to a question of leadership. I mean, we have two completely inept people right now in the leadership of the Republican Party, at least on the behalf of the American people, and that would be Mitch McConnell and I guess maybe Kevin McCarthy. I can't remember who it was yesterday, came out and said, we're not going to basically follow the threats of the Freedom Caucus. We're going to, you know, rally votes for Kevin McCarthy. Well, mm-hmm. what's wrong with the Freedom Caucus?
Right,
well,
exactly.
According to this person, it's the Freedom Caucus is the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
When, in fact, they're the solution.
Right.
When you have the amount of power that has been allocated within the halls of Congress, there aren't many people that are willing to sacrifice their appointments. There aren't that many people that will sacrifice their committee chairs,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. in order to basically follow the leader. And the two leaders that we have right now, I would contend, are the problem with the Republican Party. No one wants McConnell. Right. Any Republican that I talk to, no one likes him. No one wants him. Any Republican I talk to doesn't want McCarthy. After you get your AFFS handed to you in an election that was supposed to be a red wave, what do? You change leadership.
Exactly.
McDaniel, why do we still have a Romney in charge of the RNC, the Republican National Committee? She has preceded over three major election losses.
Yeah, you get a new coach. We got to fire the coach, get a new coach. You're exactly right.
Right. No. We're going to continue to lose as long as the powers that be protect their power and protect those in charge that have overseen losses in a year that should have been one of the largest pickup years in the Republican Party history.
Yeah, and here they are also. The House is risking some leverage here as well as they're trying to negotiate what's going to happen next year. And the Democrats, to their credit, they're playing chess on a multiple chessboard, and they are tying up the Democrats, the Republicans, for, one year of a two-year reign. Because of, what they're doing with the budget, Megan. I mean, they are locking in. They're doing everything they can to lock in this lame duck Congress, everything that Nancy Pelosi, this is going to be her opus here. Her exit opus is that the budget for 2023 will be, with Nancy Pelosi's imprimatur assigned to it, So you think about that, and the Republicans are rolling over to accept that. I mean, that's absurd. So along with that, we still get the 87,000 gun-toting IRS agents.
Yeah, and gig workers get taxed if they make more than $600 on a receipt.
Endless. Literally. Yeah. Right.
And so this has been brought to the American people by the Uniparty.
Yes.
And, unfortunately, those with power, or at least those could be an agent of change, are targeted and silenced. Mm-hmm. You could look at President Trump as a good example of that.
Right.
He obviously is one of the biggest threats to the Uniparty because they have done everything in their power to destroy the man and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see a lot of Republicans trying to stop the Democrats.
Amazing. Can you imagine? I mean, if it was a Democrat that they were getting his tax returns on, oh, my goodness, there would be lynchings. I mean, it would be unbelievable the resistance that would take place. Now, all of a sudden, you got these knuckleheads in Congress, probably most of them. My first question to anybody that's going to look at Donald Trump's tax records is, are you up to date on your taxes? Have you filed your taxes? And then, can you even understand a tax return of a billionaire? You're not even in that class to understand. I mean, that's clear what happened with Mitt Romney and even Harry Reid and the talking points. If you remember, after Mitt Romney, surrendered his tax returns and Harry Reid used it to make him look bad. And then afterwards laugh in the well of the Senate that, oh, well, he didn't get elected president anyway, did he? Are justified, the means are justified by the ends, or ends justified by the means, either way.
Right. And so now that the House Democrats have Trump's tax returns, Trump is never going to see the Oval, inside of the Oval Office again. Yeah. You can write that down.
Exactly. Megan Barr, thank you. Appreciate it. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration's request to halt a Texas judge's ruling blocking its student debt transfer program was turned down by a federal appeals court on Wednesday night, saying it violated federal procedures. European Union President Ursula von der Leyen on Wednesday is considering the idea of a specialized court to put Russia's top officials on trial over their invasion of Ukraine. President von der Leyen from Brussels on Wednesday.
Russia must pay for its horrific crimes, including for its crime of aggression against a sovereign state. And this is why, while continuing to support the International Criminal Court, we are proposing to set up a specialized court backed by the United Nations to investigate and prosecute Russia's crime of aggression.
Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, nearly 100,000 monkeys from Asia, Africa, and South America have been bred on squalid farms or snatched from their homes in the wild, shoved into cargo holds, and flown to the United States. Those who survive the immune-crushing journey are trucked to undisclosed quarantine sites for 31 days of testing and observation before they're transported to laboratories across the country. Can you imagine that? You know, some have arrived dead. Many more have died during quarantine, and others have cleared the quarantine period and been shipped off to laboratories despite being infected with deadly pathogens. The disease risk posed by the international monkey trade is so well known that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention banned the importation of primates as pets in 1975. Yet, importation for experiments has continued. Given its disease threat and the failure of invasive and traumatic experiments on animals to lead to treatments or cures for human diseases, PETA is calling on the National Institutes of Health and the CDC to shut down the monkey abduction pipeline and stop rolling out the red carpet for the next pandemic. Dr. Lisa Jones Engel, she's a senior science advisor on primate experimentation for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. Dr. Engel, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're saying that disease monkeys imported for the United States laboratories is how this next pandemic could begin.
Absolutely. This primate experimentation industry in the U.S., which is funded by taxpayer dollars, is actually part of the global wildlife trade in endangered species. And it's greedy, it's unspeakably cruel, it's violent, it's deadly. And there are actually U.S. companies who are allegedly engaging in illegal activities and really recklessly exposing the U.S. public to zoonotic disease risk, all while feeding the labs, the end users, whose experiments on these diseased and distressed animals kept in these tiny cages have consistently failed to produce any meaningful improvements in human health. This has to stop.
Yeah, we're talking tens of thousands of monkeys here, right? Every year?
Exactly. Every year. So during the pandemic, 100,000, and the vast majority of them were a species called the long-tailed macaque, you know. And so this monkey is naturally found in the forests and villages and temples of Asia. You know, they're minding their own business over there, being an integral part of the ecosystem, a part of the web of life. And then these U.S. companies are setting up shops there, and basically there are entire countries in Asia now where these monkeys are gone.
Yeah.
And recently, the global authority, the IUCN, the International Union for Conservation of Nature, uplisted this species of macaque, the long-tailed macaque, to endangered, and they pointed the finger directly at the extraction of these animals for use in the primate experimentation industry. And the U.S. is the number one importer.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was shocked to see what's happening in my state of Florida, Dr. Engel. You know, yeah. Tell our audience about that, how, you know, a Chinese company, John Laboratories, has purchased 1,400 acres of land in Florida to participate in this international monkey trade.
Exactly. So, Joanne, they're doing their best to try to establish this facility there. The consequences for the animals are horrific. The consequences for the folks in Levy County, who've made it very clear they do not want this horrific facility on their land. They don't want to hear the screams of the monkeys.
Yeah.
They don't want to experience the monkey feces and blood and urine and saliva that will be certainly spread out into the environment and picked up by other wild animals and then possibly transferred to the folks who live around that area. They know that this is not where these monkeys need to be.
Exactly. Why is our CDC going along with this? I mean, I understand they're frequently clearing the CDC-mandated quarantine period despite remaining infected. I said the CDC, but it's obviously this industry that's doing this.
And that's the key. You know, even I've spent 40 years in this industry, working in the biomedical industry and also in importation. And I always thought that this 31-day CDC-required quarantine took place at CDC facilities.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. It actually takes place in the facilities of the importers themselves, the folks who just spent hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars,
right,
to get those monkeys from Asia here. The conflicts of interest that are present that really just... The sooner you get the monkey out of that 31-day and sell it for 30 grand to, you know, to the NIH or to a National Primate Research Center, the sooner you make more money. So
exactly.
This safety net of a CDC quarantine, someone's moving the safety barriers on that because, again, whether it's days, weeks, years, or months, the literature is really clear. These animals are getting out of these facilities, the quarantine, and then showing up with these deadly pathogens that
exactly
should have been caught.
Yeah, you got the wolves guarding the hen house, so to speak, here? Is that what it sounds like to
That's
me?
That's exactly what is happening. This industry talks about, oh, we have so many oversight, oh, we have to be registered, oh, we have to be licensed. They're basically doing whatever they want I don't know if you've seen the recent Department of Justice indictment of two U.S. companies that were basically co-conspirators in the illegal importation of wild macaques. The curtain is being pulled back on this industry now, and we need to keep doing that.
Exactly. We're talking with Dr. Lisa Jones Engel, Senior Science Advisor on primate experimentation for PETA. Dr. Engel, you mentioned this earlier, and I want to give you a little bit more time to unwrap this because, you know, you think on the surface, okay, there's got to be some good in this. But when you're looking at the science and the data, you're saying that more than 90% of the experiments on animals fail to lead to treatments for humans. And more than 95% of new pharmaceutical drugs that test safe and effective in animals fail in human clinical trials. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, it's the scientists, they justify inducing these extreme harms to these primates with this promise of discovering this reliable information that's going to lead to new treatments or cures for humans. But, Peter, well-documented scientific data showing that these critical species differences in, like, the general physiology, the immunology, the neurology, the genetics, the gene expression between humans and non-human primates, that and the kind of the broad and often unacknowledged impact of these animals being kept in cages underground, what that does to their physiology and their behavior. You add that on top to the inability of the primate experimentation industry to produce healthy, pathogen-free, well-characterized primates, means that the data that are emerging from these experiments is it's not scientifically valid, it's not reproducible, and it's not translatable to humans.
Dr. Engel,
continuing to
All right, I'm sorry. We've got a minute left, and I wanted to give you time to talk about the research modernization deal. Explain to our audience that.
So the PNAS put together the research modernization deal a few years ago, and what we're talking about, it emphasizes that epidemiological studies, cutting-edge computer modeling, molecular simulations, 3D printed human tissues, microchips lined with living human cells, these are the 21st century approaches to research that improve health. And this, not only are these tests more humane, they also have the potential to be cheaper and faster and more relevant to humans. But decades ago, we didn't have some of these techniques. We have it now. And so we actually see the FDA Modernization Act, which is moving through Congress. A lot of the language in that Modernization Act mirrors what we saw in PETA's research modernization deal. It just passed the Senate with bipartisan support, unanimous support.
Right.
This is 21st century science.
This is good science, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, what we would look, what we would identify as good science. Dr. Lisa Jones Engel, Senior Science Advisor on Primate Experimentation at PETA. Where can they go for more information, Dr. Engel?
Your listeners can go to PETA.org/stopmonkeyimports, all one word. You can actually, you can read the documents that we've been amassing. You can see some of the videos. These videos are tough to see, but this is the reality of the industry. And then with a couple of clicks, you can send an email to the CDC asking that they shut this door on this monkey abduction pipeline.
Exactly. Dr. Engel, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Take care.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity. Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie,
It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer, joins us now. Hey, Ted, how we doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing well because I'm talking to you, and this is the holiday season, and it's Advent, and Advent is one of my favorite seasons.
I love the whole enchilada. Let me tell you, starting with Thanksgiving, which sets the stage. As you say, we're in the first week of Advent. Don't you love hope? I mean, this is where it begins. I mean, you know, when people find themselves in trouble mentally is when they lose hope. And this week we're focusing on, you know, that incredible four-letter word, hope.
And the love of God who gives us Jesus Christ to give us hope. Thank you, God.
The hope giver. I mean, who else can control hope other than God, Ted?
Well, nobody else can. That's a rhetorical question.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Well, I was just trying to tee it up for you so that you could, you know, give me a little sermonette here and inspire the audience. You know, you want to throw it back at me.
Well, I've got to preach about all this Sunday in St. Louis and twice at two services. So, you know, I can give you my sermon, but I don't think you want to listen to that right now.
No, but that's okay. But I thought maybe you could throw a little nugget here, you know.
The nugget is that no matter what problems, what insoluble difficulties we're facing, whatever we're facing, God loves us. He forgives us. He renews us. He revives us. And that's only through the work of Jesus Christ, which is a free gift. And we don't get it by ourselves. We get it because he has chosen us in the beginning to give it to us and to each one who's listening to us, which is very good news. And that gives us a more abundant life by not being worried about all that.
And the character of God is such that that love and his mercy never runs out. It's not like, oh, well, he's filling up, Ted's gas tank for mercy and love. And so there's not going to be enough for Bill Martinez. It doesn't work that way. You know, God is infinite, and this is what we love. You know, there's so many reasons to love God and be thankful for his grace and mercy. But, you know, when you pause in just a moment and realize it goes, you know, he never runs out.
Well, now you're getting
there's no inflation.
Now you're getting
there's no recession with God.
You're getting into the culture wars, you know, because the culture has made everybody so selfish. God creates us individuals. He saves us as individuals. So it's both individualism and community. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when the old culture, you know, when you had lots of children and grandchildren, like I have 15 grandchildren, you find out that love keeps stretching with each grandchild. You get another dose of love and love each one incredibly. Right. And when, you know, Lily was dying, nine of my grandchildren came over from Tasmania, and I've told you before, I'd been doing everything for about 3 years. She'd been on chemo for 26 years, and 3 years were difficult, but she was bright and cheery and wonderful. And I wake up in the morning at 4:30 to do the dishes. and finish up on cleaning up the kitchen. And my 13-year-old grandchild, Eve, is doing the dishes. And I said, that's my job. No, I'm going to do it while I'm here. Right. And then the 11-year-old is cleaning off the tables. And then the 9-year-old is vacuuming with a vacuum cleaner that's twice as big as she is. And it's just incredible. So
yeah,
I had 2 months. I had 2 months. And I went to event that, you know, I talked to you about Oberammergau, and I'm driving through Germany and the farms are empty. And I said to my friend, who's a Lutheran pastor there, I said, what happened? He said, well, they can't afford labor. I said, well, they used to have children and grandchildren. Do you realize that?
Exactly.
Now you've convinced people, you know, it's demographic winter. They don't have labor because they're all so selfish that we don't want children. And when we accidentally might have a gift from God, each one of them is a gift from God, we kill it, which is called abortion, which is killing a baby.
Right.
So
exactly.
let's get over this ridiculousness, because every child that and grandchild that I've ever had, I went to my granddaughter Audrey's Christmas. She's only 5 years old, kindergarten party, but it was for the whole school. It's a very Christian school, and it was beautiful. And to see her singing up there, the love is infinite. Yeah. God gives us infinite love. Mm-hmm. If anybody out there is just experiencing a selfish, dried up, miserable, shrunken heart, try loving somebody, and then God will give you more love for everybody else. I'm talking about real love.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving.
Amen.
Not the taking lust, but real love, where you love people.
Exactly. Well, we love this time of season because it's a time to reset and come back to God with intention. We're reminded, starting with Thanksgiving, the Advent season, as you said, Ted, Christmas music. We've got, PureFlix is giving us such a great gift this year with their 2022 Christmas lineup, right, of options that are available. I mean, this is really, I just think the setting is here for us to have, probably one of the best Christmases we've ever had. In terms of what you're talking about, in terms of love and love for one another.
Well, if you want to find all the great Christmas movies, go to movieguide.org.
Yes.
GAC, which is now Great American Channel, which is now the Great American Family Channel, run by my friend Bill Abbott, is doing a lot of great Christmas programs. Up TV, run by another, Charlie Humbard, is going to carry the Movie Guide Awards next year and a lot of great Christmas programs. And even Netflix is doing good Christmas programs. And their Christmas programs coming out in theaters. So
right, exactly.
We review them, so I can tell you.
Mm-hmm. Just the season.
We build that there's some great ones.
Let's talk about The Glass Onion.
The Glass Onion is, is a very good movie. And, of course, it's been Netflix is still playing with whether they like or don't like theaters.
Right.
So
yeah.
They only played it in theaters for 1 week, although it's very famous. It's based on, Perrault is the famous mystery detective. This time they've got another detective. Daniel Craig plays a Southern detective, Benoit Blanc. He's really Perrault, but we'll forget about that.
Right.
And it's about all these people been invited to celebrate for a party in Greece, and it turns out that there's somebody who's doing nefarious deeds, and not all of them were actually invited by the host, and they're all trying to figure out. So it's a murder mystery.
Right.
It's a classic murder mystery. And the interesting thing about it, it's got, moderate language, moderate violence, and very light sex and very light nudity. And it's a 4-star movie. So it's not for kids.
Right.
It's part of the Knives Out series, but it is for adults. And, it's enjoyable, and there is some positive Christian references in the movie. So
cool.
It's got a biblical worldview.
Well, good. And I like the Knives Out mystery series. This is great. So this is the next installment, Glass Onion, at movieguide.org. You can check it out. Check out the review here. Tim Allen is back. I mean, he's become the quintessential Santa Claus of the modern era, has he not?
He said in an article, which is all over the place, that he's going to put Christ into Santa Clauses. And I want people to know he's planning to do that. Wow. But we reviewed the first two episodes, and it's not there. So, you know, so be careful for the first two episodes, because they've got it's got a lot of occultism. You know, it's not a very positive episode. It's only 3 stars, and it's you know, heavy duty caution for children. There's foul language in it, but the occultism is the worst, and there's no Christian content in the first episode. So I know Tim has promised that. We know Tim. Tim is a nice guy. I like him. I'm sure he's going to introduce it later. But remember, whatever he says he's going to do, and they've made him one of the executive producers, this is being carried on Disney. And in spite of all the publicity, it's good. It's not great, but it's got a lot of pagan beliefs and works and priority and the rest of it. So, you know, just be careful. Don't listen to all the other people who haven't reviewed it, because we reviewed it. Go to movieguide.org and look at the review.
And also, we must pray for Tim Allen. If he's working, you know, as executive producer, and he's partnering with Disney, I mean, the headwinds there, boy, he's gone against the natural flow and the worldview of what Disney has been promoting these last years, even though they've got a new CEO. It's going to take time here to alter the culture if they really seriously are intentional about, you know, going back to first principles and re-embracing the values that Walt held so dearly.
Well, what it is going to do, and you're absolutely right, and, you know, I can give you thousands of examples of executive producers who don't have as much control as they think they have, and everything depends upon the editing room, and there's a whole, the final cut is a DVD that you can get on how editors influence for the good. You know, it's talking about how editors make movies real. And Alfred Hitchcock married his editor. It's a woman, by the way. And Steven Spielberg fired his editor before he did AI because he didn't want to compete with his editor, who was another woman, but he fired her. And the next movie, AI, that he did was too long, too messy. And he's never succeeded again like he did with his first movies. His first movies were so much better because he had an editor. You know, this is what I need right now because I'm talking too much.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll leave it there. And I will remind everybody, you want to, you know, check out movieguide.org. Ted also has, you know, a report on, speaking of Disney, you know, the strange world you've been hearing about it. They're expected to lose $100 million after this unsuccessful opening. Dr. Ted, always a blessing to have this time together with you every week. Thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas and a very, very spiritual Advent season.
I've got to say one quick thing as we leave. One, every time we like a movie, it does well at the box office. When we don't like it, it doesn't do well most of the time, 90% of the time. So go to movieguide.org.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
You got it. Thanks, Ted. Take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to...